All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I know you hear my voice. You're like, is that Dr. Holt? Yeah, I'm back. I've been gone for a minute. Tom been holding it down for me. Yep, it's me. You hear my voice. It's Dr. Holt. I'm back. Y'all in trouble. I'm back.
Rested.
Yeah, check it out. Took the wife over to the beautiful island of Hawaii and on Maui's island. And yes, it was great. And it was much, much, much needed. I needed that break to get away. So beautiful, especially being in the desert with so much dryness. And the weather is 110, 111 every single day. Wow. Yeah, it was really, really beautiful, refreshing. Let me tell you the food. I don't think somebody didn't tell us about how great the food is. Mm. The food in Hawaii is remarkable. It is delicious. I felt like if I would have stayed, I would have got a pot belly. I mean, I ate really, really good. And where we stayed at, the food trucks, goodness, man, the food trucks in Hawaii. Man, it's hands down top tier. Food was delicious. It was weird because I'm thinking when we fly to Hawaii, we're going to be dining at all these great expensive restaurants and all of that. And when we got there at the Marriott, they told us, they're like, you know, we got food trucks all the way around, one on one side of the hotel, and there's some other food trucks on the other side of the hotel. You don't think, you know, first thing we're thinking coming from Arizona, we're like, I'm not eating no hot dog or some little taco, you know. There was one food, a seafood food truck.
Yeah.
And they did ribeye and lobster tail.
Yeah.
Brother, if you don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, I'm telling you right now, that food was so good.
Yeah.
That you would have spoke in tongues as the seafood give utterance. You hear me? I mean, it was just great. Hospitality on a whole nother level. Everybody was so kind. Everybody went out their way to just, because it's a tourist state, right?
Yeah.
So their revenue is based on top-notch, five-star kind of customer service. You could tell the difference being in Hawaii. I mean, even all the way down to McDonald's, when I went to go grab me a coffee, just overly layered type of kindness. So it was really great to get away. And
I still have a watch that is set to Maui time.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I could just look at it and say Maui time.
Yeah.
You know, and just relax. Yeah. And because that's what it is.
Yeah. And they're an additional 3 hours.
Mm.
Behind Arizona. So I'm used to Easter standards, which was we're about 3 hours behind them. So technically from Easter standard, they're 6 hours behind. So I had to get used to that because I'm like, man, like, it's time to go to bed. But Clark said, it's
still light.
Yeah, it was really, oh, I didn't even push this. It was really nice to be able to get some rest, and so Hawaii was top notch, and so we were glad to be able to just get some rest. One thing we also learned too, when we go back, we got to plan ahead of time to do a lot of stuff. There's some stuff they're like, oh, now it's all booked, you can't.
Yeah.
I ordered zip lining, but my wife got sick and she didn't have the strength or the stamina to the zip lining. Now I've been look forward to that for the whole trip. So that's a to-do list. We have to go back and do that. But yeah, great. So yeah, glad to be back, fresh start family. I'm thankful for Tom holding it down and Treon for holding it down on the weekend that he was here. But yeah, man, listen, we're just several months away for the biggest public safety event in our city, and that is the Fresh Start Expo, the ultimate one-stop shop. It is, you know, now God gave me a whole new buzzword, not only the one-stop shop, but it is the ecosystem of restorative justice. Mm. It brings everybody
That's
together.
That's real.
So it's not just a one-stop shop. Yeah. It's also an ecosystem. Yeah. And so, listen, you got to get your family down, man. Get your family down to the Fresh Start Expo on October 21st, 2023, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be there. We're going to have everybody there. Let's come down. Let's handle your legal issues. And I know we've been heavily focusing on legal issues, but we also going to be helping people to get jobs. If you have a felony, we want to help you get a job. So we really want to be pushing people supporting Pima County One Stop and the different felony-friendly employers. We're going to have felony-friendly employers at this place. So I get it. You got tickets. You want to have them, handle them. You should. I get it. You got a suspended driver license. You need to get reinstated. You should. I get it. If you got a felony background and you want to get your record sealed, you should. We're here to help you. But once you get all those legal issues going, you still need to put food on the table. Yeah. You know, and we believe from the scriptures, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Mm. So you got to be able to put food on the table. So come on down. Keep it locked. We're back. Also, I got this $500 check. We were at Treon's ABC, a better community event, and they had first, second, and third prize, and Fresh Start hit second place. And the second place prize was a $500 donation to the Fresh Start International Organization. And so we are thankful for State of Black Arizona, Taniqua Lanor, hardworking bad sister in Phoenix, doing some great things in the African-American community. So again, we thank you, Treon Coleman. Listen, thank you so much. We love you. We thank you for what you represent, what you're doing to our community. And listen, when they see us doing stuff, I always say, if it was easy, everybody be doing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, you know? So people don't understand the hard work. But we thank you for the check. I'm putting it on here so people don't say, Dr. Hulk didn't say thank you to nobody. Yo, you liar. I did. I'm doing it right now live. Just been out of town. I didn't get a chance to bring this check to the show. So the check is here. I'm getting ready to deposit. But I wanted to save it so my next time I can get back to the studio and show some love and show some attitude of gratitude for Treon Coleman, ABC initiative in our community in the State of the Black organization with Taniqua. Thank you so much for this. We really appreciate it. This $500 is going to help. Which is going to help many people not to go back to prison. That's powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and congratulations to David and Aaron, Good Brothers Foundation. They happened to edge us out for first place.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
But we're going to get them next year. Aaron, we see you, brother. We're going to get y'all next year. We got you.
It's funny. We had him on the show, and then he wins. Right? He's getting too much exposure.
Yeah, the Good Brothers got us. You know, but that's all right. We got you next year. Yeah. But all love, much love. But yeah, we're here to help people not go back to prison. Prison, America incarcerate more people than any nation in the world. Yeah. And we have around over, 3 million people sitting in prison, whether if it's state or federal, and a bulk of that is Black and brown people.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that we're making an impact. And so we just came from our Fresh Start meeting earlier today. And so we want you to be able to go to our website, www.freshstartinternational.org. And if you want to start donating, we have our Fresh Start fundraiser coming up on Friday, August 25th at 8 a.m. at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church here in Tucson. So if you want to come and join us and join the cause and give us some money. I mean, I appreciate congratulations for what we're doing, but boy, congratulations don't pay for that TCC.
No, no, it don't. Not the electric. One day of electric.
Congratulations. Do not pay for that electric bill that we have to pay, and all of the services that we provide. We need dollars. We need money. And what a great way to contribute. What a great way to donate and to sow into our organization, because we're helping thousands of people to not go back to prison. And that's the thing. The thing is, when they come out, we want to give you the resources. We want to give you education. We want to give you rehabilitation. We want to give you all those things, so you don't even have a desire in mind to go back. So, again, think about that. Keep that lock in the back of your head. That's next month, our Fresh Start fundraiser on August 25th at Presbyterian Church. St. Andrews, I'm sorry. St. Andrews Presbyterian Church, and we're looking to have a great time. Let's have some fun. Let's raise some money. Let's make an impact. Tom, what's been going on, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I went to an event last night at Udall Park where a group of men, Christian men, got together. And this is a bunch of Christian men who have a history. And I was in an area where there were 40, 50, maybe 60 men, food, fellowship, and faith. And every table you went to, there was like loud talking and tattoos. And you know what they were talking about, bro? They were talking about the Bible. Yeah. They were talking about how the verses in the Bible apply to their life and how they live it today out here in free society. Yeah. And it was the most beautiful thing to see all of these hardened criminals sitting there just laughing it up and enjoying just the positivity of the Word of God and how it has affected their lives and who they were before. Yeah. It completely changed that because of what it's making them into. And it's making them into that together because they find each other accountable to each other. And it was just something that I really loved. And it's one of those environments that I'm really uncomfortable going into because of prison, you know, and you're going into it and you don't know, bro. And it's like, okay, I'm going to do this because I need to move forward. I exposure therapy, you know, I've got to dive in. You know, and I'm so glad I did because it's always a blessing. And what do I hear? We need jobs, bro. Yeah, yeah. We need housing. You know what? I got child support.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's restricting my payment. It's restricting my travel. It's a, you know, DMV. I have these issues. Bro, you need fresh start. Why aren't you coming to us to get this stuff?
Well,
you need to know. This is it. I mean, you know, we have every area that we could, that somebody needs help in.
Yeah.
We can get them help in that area, or we have the people to help them in that area. And it was cool in the meeting today, seeing Andy again. And Andy immediately says, well, I'm going to get my students, you know, and it's like automatic.
Yeah.
You know, because I know this is going to touch lives. And and they're already doing cases that are the seal your record law.
And
people are already getting their record seal. So 3 years from a non-dangerous conviction, they can't look at that for housing. They can't look at that for a job as long as you're not working for government agency or police. You know, and how cool is that? Because you can walk into an interview, bro, and it changes your demeanor.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to ask that question because they can't.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, in the jobs things, most definitely, because you need an income stream to come in to stabilize you, right? So you need, you know, because you really can't get housing if you don't have income. So you need that income first, and then you need to get housing far as to get a roof over your head, you know. Yeah. But then, you know, I still like to push our brothers and sisters who's coming out of prison to get out of the box of their mindset, right? Yeah. There's still some even some entrepreneurial opportunities.
Yeah, there's so much skill.
So much. And this is the entrepreneurial season. So I get it that COVID was detrimental to our world, our globally, nationally, locally. But there's new opportunities. There's new fields that's been specifically created. I'm serious.
Oh, I know pure entertainers, bro.
Yeah.
You put them on TikTok, they'll get a million
Man, you
hits.
Can do TikTok right now. I'm thinking about money. I'm talking about passive income opportunities without a whole lot to start with.
No.
You don't have to set. You don't even have to be a real estate agent. You can be a real estate investor now and start getting to wholesaling, start getting to all kind of the flipping properties, things of that nature, without having a whole lot of money to start with. You can really leverage and create passive income and generational income. Yeah. So I think sometimes we need to be talking about those things on the show as well. Is we're not talking about just, you know, getting a job and sticking with that. We want you to challenge yourself, you know, to think of, believe it or not, you can go from a jail cell to being a multimillionaire if you really apply yourself and think about those things. So it's also about just really getting out of the box. This is a job. I'm going to go further and say job. This is a career market if we know how to leverage it and get the resources that people need. And so that's what we want people that's in prison to be encouraged, because our work is God's work. And our work is sermons and application.
Yeah.
A lot of times in the kingdom where we can preach some easy, great sermons, but if those sermons can't be applied to the common man, if those sermons cannot be applied to those who's been disenfranchised and marginalized, then we're dealing with the same stuff Jesus did in the day that he was walking the earth. A lot of economy issues and poor issues and justice issues, things like that. Believe it or not, Christ went through that. And so that's what I like about Fresh Start, that it's really focused on not giving second chances. Because I blew my second chance. Thank God you didn't see me.
Thank God you
didn't know who I was.
Shoes off, hands off. Yeah.
Man,
we counted
listen.
Him out a few times.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, bro. There's no broken too broken for God.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
But here's the thing. You're going to be broken when you come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to face obstacles when you come out of there.
Yes, you are.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Ask for help.
Yeah.
Ask for help, because you know what? I was broken, bro, and I was hurt, and I was, you know, all of these things, and I wouldn't ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, so I was set back. I was set back. I was set back. When I start to ask for help, I was moving forward.
Yeah.
And I was moving forward.
Yeah.
But I'm still broken, but I'm still doing those things that you're talking about. I'm advancing because I'm doing the right things with credit. I'm doing the right things with work.
That's
I'm getting up and doing it every day.
That's right.
And then people are coming alongside me, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm able to start working on the brokenness.
Yeah.
And when I'm able to start working on the brokenness, then part of my life starts to come back full and whole. And so come as you are. I mean, that's what it says, right?
Yeah.
Come as you are, you know, and start working, start moving. Sometimes you just got to go through the motions until it clicks.
Yeah.
But if you go through the motions, man, people are going to come right alongside you going through them. We talked about it before. Dad said, never tell somebody to do something you wouldn't do yourself. If you're not willing to get in the dirt, then get out of the business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't know the job, bro, then the men you're telling to do the job aren't going to respect you.
Yeah, and we want you to know it's not over because you made bad choices. Matter of fact, the scripture says a righteous man falleth 7 times, but he rises back up again. He said the righteous. So I know that. And I like looking at that scripture saying that before you get to success, you're going to bump your head many times. You know, if you think that you're going to be successful in life, and this is also for people who have never been in prison and still going to go through that same principle of living on this earth, is that you're going to bump your head. You're going to have setbacks. Some of them are going to be caused by you.
Yeah.
And that's okay as long as you learn from them as, you know, mistakes being a life lesson, not a life sentence, is that it's okay. You can bump your head and you still can still bounce back. You know, and I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, Fresh Start need to create a checklist for people to come out of prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might exist, and maybe we don't have to reinvent the wheel. But, you know, what are some of the first steps people need to start doing when they come out? What does that look like, and how do we make that tangible? Because believe it or not, that's case by case, right? Because some people come out, they need to immediately get psychiatric help and get some therapy because they had trauma before prison. They got secondary trauma while in prison. And so we're saying get jobs, do this, and their brains is not functioning at the level it should. You see what I'm saying? Absolutely, bro.
Yeah,
so it's easy to be trying to talk to people like, you need to get this. It's the same way with the homeless population. They're lazy. They don't know. It's not that they're lazy. It's that no one dealt with root causes of neurological and psychological issues, and you can't feed improvement to a dysregulated mind. I mean, I know that as a trauma doctor, right? So... yeah, you got to deal with those barriers that's preventing the life to improve. And a lot of times you got to start out with dealing with that trauma, dealing with that paranoia, dealing with that sexual assault. And I know that gets really deep talking about men.
Yeah.
You know, being in prison and our manhood and our ego. But that still impacts us.
Yeah. That's real, bro. I mean, there are issues that people went through prior to.
Yeah, prior.
The whole of getting convicted.
Yeah.
The being in the county jail. I'd rather do 3 years in prison than 6 months in the county.
Yeah.
That's how awful the county is.
The county is turning more deadly.
Yes.
Based on the incarcerated death rates in our Pima County jail.
Yeah.
You're more likely to probably lose your life in the Pima County jail than you are at State Pen.
At State Pen.
That's crazy.
That's completely wrong.
That's crazy.
That's completely wrong. Pre-trial detainees.
And you know, folks gonna get mad at me, but I ain't scared of you, okay? But a new jail doesn't fix deaths.
That's right. It doesn't fix
attitudes. I know
they're
talking about that. Because I'm saying, it ain't the building killing
people. No, it's a mindset. It's a mindset that has existed there and exists within those walls.
I'm not saying the jail don't have structural issues. And I'm not saying none of that. But if you think that you're going to spend multi-millions of dollars building another jail and never deal with the personnel... Mm. Then the killings and the deaths is not going to stop. The more people is just going to die in a new facility. Mm. It's not the jail itself. It's more of the personnel, rather if it's they're the reason why, directly or indirectly, of neglect.
Sure.
It's still a personnel issue.
Yeah. I would rather build a hospital, a school, and a box.
Almost definitely.
Okay.
Almost done.
We can help you in the hospital. We can teach you in the school.
Yeah.
If you don't want either one, we can put you in a box.
You talking about talk. I build a school before I build any jail.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most wonderful books in the world is called The Hate Factory, and it talks about the New Mexico riot where many people lost their lives, and it was absolutely terrible. But the last couple chapters of the book talk about what a true prison institution should look like, and it should look like a college campus because you're trying to train these individuals who have never been habilitated to begin with,
right?
And you're talking about rehabilitation. No, they have no skill, no trade whatsoever to begin with. If we don't do that now, what are you going to come out of there with? The same thing you went in there with. And
so
that's
maybe
what put
we
you
need
there.
To go back saying, why do we call prison a Department of Corrections? You hear me always say it all the time, like, what are you correcting? Tell me. I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm.
What do you correct? And why do we call it corrections when we exacerbate issues and we don't correct the issues? So what kind of department are you? Are you an expert on punishment, treating everybody like animals? Or are you really focused on corrections? And I'm just not sold on it.
And are you corrected at the end of your sentence? Because
come
your
on,
sentence really goes on after that. So is the correction continuing for the rest of your life? I mean, that's why each day is a fresh start with us, bro.
So we're going to come back and talk about this next Saturday on the Department of Corrections. I think just starting with that and talking through that, I think it's going to be good for our audience. Because I think we're just punishing people, and people are way far worse than they were when they came in. And
but there's hope.
Yeah.
The new director is program oriented. There is hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's hope, guys. We're running out of time. Tom, you got any resources out there?
We got them going all around the city. Go to the website at forttucson.com. I got stuff going on all week and all month. Please come out and visit me.
Awesome. Our new website is up, www.freshstartinternational.org. Check us out, and let's donate, let's participate, and let's volunteer. Listen, we'll be back next Saturday at 7:30 a.m., and we're going to be talking about that Department of Corrections. All right, take care. God bless.
Have a good fresh start.